Welcome back, and I am joined by John McCorkle, promoter at Fairmont Raceway. And John, we tried to get this racing reunion off and running back in January, but that's Mother Nature here in Minnesota, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Mother Nature won round two, but I tell you what, the forecast for Friday is looking good, and we're going to kick things off. It's Friday, February 8th for the Fairmont Raceway Racing Reunion. It's at the Fairmont Holiday Inn. Social hour is from 5 until 6:30 with a meal at 6:30, and our presentation and live auction will follow the meal. Ticket price is just $12. That includes your meal, and the Holiday Inn has also got a great package put together where you can get a room for just $109, and that includes two meal tickets. Lots of great things coming together with this, and you know, with the couple-week delay, we were able to add a bunch more things. I think we're up to 19 different driver door panels that we'll be auctioning off. Some big names in there, including Kelly Schreiach, Mark Noble, Corey Drips, Jeff Ignashevsky, as well as a slug of the Fairmont regulars, Oliver Kolofsky. Brandon Beckendorf has donated a 100th win door panel that he picked up his 100th win this last season at Fairmont Raceway with. Matthew Loaf, IMC national champ, we got one of his, so lots of great door panels. Also have the NASCAR tickets donated by Kansas Speedway and KFMC, $585 value on those. And we will be posting on our Facebook page. And if you're not following our Facebook page, we've been putting a lot of items on there. Great information. And I have been compiling a list of everything that we've got both on the auction and as general raffle type items. So it's going to be a great, great night. Lots of really cool prizes. And I tell you, some of the things that have been trickling in here, Bob Schreiach memorabilia. We've had a metal cutout car made up that we've got powder coated and painted. It looks just dynamite. Other things that I want to mention on our drivers of the decade, we've kind of concentrated on the 1970s, and the Hall of Fame committee and myself, we kind of debated on these are going to be some pretty hot items. We made up 10 different prints with, first off, our drivers of the decade, and then we took like the late models of the early 70s, mid 70s, and late 70s, and picked several drivers to put on those. And these prints, we've been getting a lot of people asking, you know, if I can't make the reunion, if I live out of state or something, is there a way that I could just buy one? And one thought we had was, we wanted to just do one to kind of drive up the cost, but we've decided that we're going to sell copies of the prints. For the smaller ones, they're going to be $40, and the bigger ones are going to be $60. And you can put in an order of those, and we'll have a form and stuff that we'll get on our Facebook page. Hopefully, I get FairmontRaceway.com up soon, too. But you can order these prints, and you don't have to attend the racing reunion to get them. We're going to auction off the framed ones that we've got at the reunion as well, but you can get those prints. Pretty neat. Got a lot of comments on the prints that we've put together, but lots and lots of fun stuff. And again, what we're doing is having a big old racing reunion for the Fairmont Raceway. So it's at the Holiday Inn in Fairmont, and any proceeds that we raise from this are going to go right back into the racetrack for track improvements. A couple of the things that we're looking at is a go-kart track for next season, and really want to get a long-term plan in place to replace the lighting. But again, it's at the Fairmont Holiday Inn this Friday night. Ticket price is just $12, and that includes a pork loin meal with all the fixings grilled up by our local Martin County pork producers. And hope everybody can make it out to the Fairmont Raceway Racing Reunion.
John, we also can't forget about the five great guest speakers you have coming in.
What we're going to do is we're going to divide the racing reunion program into six segments, and we're going to have the drivers of the decade. We're going to interview different drivers as part of that, and those drivers include Jim Edgington. Ron Fox was not a driver of the decade, but was the flagman back then. He's going to be on the interview group. Dave Bjorge, Sonny Morgan, and Oliver Kolofsky, Kelly Schreiach, and Mark Noble. We're going to put them in a group and ask them some questions as well.
It's going to be an awesome night. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see you there, John, and I hope everybody plans on attending.
All right. Thank you very much.